right now on VFN TV. We're going to be discussing David's tent, David's tabernacle. No, not just what happened over 3,000 years ago. What's happening right now in Washington, D.C., 24 hours, 7 days a week of worship in the nation's mall. It's happening right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Shapiro said, he said, that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America's going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, assassination of John F. Kennedy, you had the riots, we had Vietnam War, we had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind, an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated, I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up
Spirit, and the Spirit is going to rush to you.
That we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related?
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Joining me in a few minutes is Steve Kolaszewski. We're so excited about today's program. As you've been watching VFN TV, you know, we've shared many times that what God is showing us prophetically is that we're entering a season where it's going to be some of the best of times and some of the worst of times. And we've talked about some of the things that are going to be happening in terms of the economy, what God showed us about just collapse. Things that are happening right now in the Middle East with ISIS and some of the wars, and with even what's happening with Iran and Israel, and even turmoil in our own country. I mean, some are even saying that this summer could be the days of rage. But at the same time, God is doing some amazing, amazing things. So we've been praying at the end of our program, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And not just us, but many believers are believing and contending for an awakening in our nation. And if you've been watching our program here recently, we've been discussing about Azusa Now, what just took place April the 9th, 2016 in Los Angeles Coliseum, a gathering of nearly 100,000 believers coming together for prayer, for repentance, for racial reconciliation, and believing God to move like he did in Azusa Street Revival 110 years ago, an outpouring of God's Spirit that will sweep across the country and the world. At the same time, the same day, clearly across the nation, there was another event called United DC 16. 30,000 ministers from all over the country gathered to do the very same thing, to repent, to pray, to seek God, and to believe him for a third great awakening. Well, there's a convergence of what God is doing, not just on both sides of the country, but it's slapped right in the middle of the country. People were crying out. We need God. We need a move of the Spirit. And right now, what's happening in the nation's mall, you may not even be aware of it, it's called David's Tent, D.C. You know, in the Bible, nearly, 3,000 years ago, King David set up the Ark of the Covenant inside of a tent, hired some musicians, hired some singers for 24 hours, 7 days a week, just prayer and worship. Well, it's happening now in our nation. It's an amazing movement. And guess what? They started it back in 2012, and right now they started a new movement. 424 days. It started September 11th, 2015, and it's going to go all the way to November the 8th, 2016. 24 hours, 7 days a week of worship to the King of Kings on the nation's mall. I want you to watch this.
Hi, I'm Jason Hershey coming to you from the National Mall here in Washington, D.C., right beside the Washington Monument. Just to give you a sense of a gravity for where I am right now, the Lincoln Memorial is right there, the White House is there, Capitol Building over my shoulder this way, and the Jefferson Memorial over my shoulder back this direction. And right here on this very land, I want to announce to you that on September the 11th, we're starting David's Tent, D.C., that will run continuously 24/7 for 424 days straight through until November 8th, the next presidential election in 2016. This sidewalk that goes back and forth on the National Mall is actually the most trafficked sidewalk of all of the monuments. And the tent being right beside there is going to be great for evangelism opportunities. If you're not familiar with the story of David's Tabernacle, I wasn't either for many years. It was several years ago, I was in a time of fasting and prayer for the United States, just crying out to God, God, what can I do? God, what can I do that would turn this nation's heart back to you, Jesus? And the story of David's Tabernacle gripped my heart. If you're not familiar with the story, basically what happened was when King David was king in Jerusalem, he set his palace up there, he brought the Ark of the Covenant in, put it under a tent, the Ark of the Presence of the Lord, under a tent right beside the palace, and he hired 4,000 musicians and 288 singers. They were put in watches around the clock. Their full-time job was to pray specifically in song around the clock, 24/7, 365, as ministry unto the heart of the Lord. I was stirred by this story, and I thought, man, we have got to do this in America. We have tens of thousands of churches all over America. Let's set up a tent in our capital city and do what no nation has done in the past 3,000 years. Well, for the last three falls, just across the street here at the White House Ellipse, we put up a tent there for 40 days. This past fall, we did it for 50 days. Last fall, in 50 days, 225 different worship teams came, signing up in these two-hour watches around the clock, one worship team after the next, to bring a 50-day continuous love song to Jesus. Well, at the end of last year's David's Tent, we began to converse with the Park Service, and this is what's opened the door for us to now do it 365 around the clock, right here with a sense of the whole city around us. We want to lift up this love song to Jesus. Psalms 22:3 says that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people, that the Spirit of God will dwell in our praise, and a sense of the whole, this whole capital city will begin to revolve around Jesus. We honestly believe that this tabernacle of David is God's an invitation for our nation to run into him. So Amos 9:11, an address that's very significant for America because of 9/11. In Amos chapter 9, verse 11 says, "In that day, I will raise up the fallen tabernacle of David." And I want to suggest to you that that day is this day.
You are worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all.
And we know that if he is lifted up, that he will draw all men unto himself.
Jesus be the glory. Jesus be the glory.
Isn't this so exciting? I am just so excited and pumped up. I hope that you are too. Because listen, this is just one man who had a dream. He just cried out to God in his abiding time and said, "I want to do something to turn my nation back to you." And look, 24 hours, 7 days a week, just worship to the King of Kings. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about the history of David's tent, D.C., and how progressively it's just grown to this type of movement right now, as well as we're going to be sharing about what's happening this summer, July the 16th. It's called The Reset, and you may just want to be there. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
24/7 worship in the nation's capital. How amazing is that?
I just think how powerful that is. And it's just like one man had a willingness to just say, "I just want to do something." And it's just, he's looking and looking, and of all places, let's just set it up right next to the White House.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, just all you need is a dream, right?
That's right.
You just believe God and step out and do what God's called you to do, what he burdens you on your heart.
Amen.
And then look at why you can't do it. Listen, you and God are a majority. And it's just so inspiring. Yeah. So it's like, you know, one person said, "I want to do this. God, I want to do this for you." And look what's happening, the unity of the body of Christ. So many are coming to D.C. to worship, to pray, to be a part of this. But it just didn't happen. And I think it's really remarkable. You saw Hershey, he was sitting right in front of the Washington Memorial. And that memorial, I mean, there's so much talk about, you know, God in the public square, and the separation of church and state. Listen, that was never designed to keep, you know, God out of the public square. It's a whole different perspective in all that. But just the Washington Memorial alone, on the capstone of the Washington's memorial is the Latin words, Laus Deo. You know what it says? It says, "Praise be to God." It's proclaiming praise be to God. And in honor of George Washington, by the way, that's why you don't see a skyline in Washington, D.C., because they don't build any buildings higher than the Washington Monument. And I think prophetically, that's because the praise be to God is going to be the highest thing in Washington, D.C., and it's happening right now. But we look at these events, Steve, oftentimes, and we say, "Oh, wow, look, this is so awesome," and they're doing 424 days. But we often forget that things oftentimes start in seed form. You know, you just have to start. You just got to get started. You got to say, you know, "We're going to do it," and don't worry about, you know, a lot of the things that people try to worry about. Say, "We're just going to obey God."
Yeah.
And so this whole movement started for the David's Tent, D.C. in 2012. And I want you to just see a little bit of the history and how it all got started. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're going to strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I just can't wait. I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry just praised for 40 days.
It's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praised before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7, it's unheard of.
Being a part of David's tent has been a real privilege.
David's tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
It's the presence by the palace in the capital city.
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast words.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Wow. Listen, on the nation's capital, yeah, there is a tent of David.
Yes, yes.
Where worship is going to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I mean, who knew? I mean, yeah, who knew this was going on?
I think about it too. It's just like, when has this ever been done in the history of every nation other than the fact of David actually doing it in the presence next to the Lord? It's just like, this is what God is doing, and the excitement of just people responding. And I love how the scripture says that God inhabits the praises of his people. And if we would worship him, God will draw all people to himself. And it's just like, to see what God is doing, yeah, it's like, this is exciting.
Well, God inhabits the praises of his people, but we're seeing a convergence of the merging of, yeah, the prayer movement, worship, intercession, you know, a call to repentance,
humility. Yes.
It's all coming together, yes, and it's like one cry. It's time for a spiritual awakening. And so many right now are pressing in and saying, I want to see God move in my generation. Mm. I want to see God move in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life. I want God to move now in America. And if that's you, continue to watch VFN TV as we continue to share with you all the different things that are happening and what God is doing,
yeah,
because it's exciting.
It's now.
You know, believe God in your city, in your area, in your town. Believe him in your own neighborhood. People want to come to the saving, yeah, knowledge of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just amazing.
What I think about how many times that we've talked about revival, how many times we've talked about the great awakenings, and you look at these men and women that God used mightily in the faith, and it's just like we often forget that they were normal people that were just desperate and hungry for God's presence in their life. And it's just like, that can be you. Why can't that be you? And it's just like, you're talking about your neighbor, and it's like, I want that in my life. I want to see this. And it's like, we're seeing the beginning of this, and it's like,
yeah, I mean,
invigorating.
Think about all the technology that is present today. And I think that so many times we get so distracted by so many shiny objects, mm, whether it be social media, the phone, all these different things. What would happen if besides fasting food, we fast social media, we fast, you know, getting on the, yeah, cell phone, and just devote that time to prayer and spending time with the Lord, spending, having an encounter with Jesus. He will literally change your life.
He will.
I want you to see kind of the story behind the story as Jason Hershey begins to talk about, hey, how did this happen? You know, they needed to get a permit, and just how God began to open the doors for the whole David Tent DC to happen. Watch this.
Yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're going to strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry just praise for 40 days.
It's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praised before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7.
It's unheard of.
Being a part of David's Tent has been a real privilege.
David's Tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
Is the presence by the palace in the capital city?
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast worship.
As we were worshiping, you would just see the helicopters fly in, pick up President Obama, fly out, flew directly over the tent, and it got pretty loud.
It's not really something that can be easily explained. That just kind of blows all the circuits in your brain. But it's a really good feeling.
And the foolishness of lavishing our affection on Jesus, it's going to change the world.
You know, David's Tent, the story starts in the prayer closet. But second to that, it actually starts right here, the Faith in Action building. And I met with Reverend Mahoney actually right here in this living room. We had joked about the White House ellipse.
Jason came up to me and I heard a request I've never heard before. And that was, can you get a permit for 40 days and nights of continuous praise and worship? It's unheard of. Everything's gone. Lincoln Memorial, gone. The mall, gone. McPherson Square, gone.
Gone.
Gone. Gone.
So God had one place that he chose all the tribes to come together to worship him and where he would dwell. David, he's the guy. King David, generations later, that finally X marks the spot. He conquers the land from the Jebusites, which is now known as Jerusalem, sets up his palace there, and he brings the Ark of the Presence of the Lord into Jerusalem, where God desires to dwell. Puts the Ark underneath a tent right beside his palace, and finally, it's like in the heart of God, you can just sense this, ah, oh, I'm home. I'm central. This is where I desired to dwell the whole time. And then David goes one step further and he hires over 4,000 musicians, singers, and worshipers to specifically minister to the Lord in song day and night, continuously, 24/7 for the rest of the 33-year length of his reign in Jerusalem.
You name any place that the National Park Service had, it was gone. And then suddenly out of the back room, Reverend Mahoney, the ellipse is open. And I mean, are you kidding? Like, it's never open. You can never do anything there. And that actually is connected to White House property. People apply for the permits a year ahead of time. And this was several months before the election.
Amazing.
White House property.
In the backyard. In the backyard.
Wow. Talking about just the favor of God, just opening up doors.
You think God's into this?
Yes.
You think God is into worship 24/7, seeking the heart of God, giving him the praise that he deserves?
Think about how much faith that is probably giving you right now. It's just like, what dreams is God speaking to you right now? It's just like, God, what do you want to do? To all of a sudden someone says yes and he gives you the property of the White House.
And what you're seeing, wow. What you're seeing is a convergence of
yes.
The ages. Because, I mean, think about this. This started, I mean, the secret assembly that Promise Keepers had, 1 million of the fathers coming to the Nation's Mall, biggest event
yes.
up, you know, to this point, mm-hmm. I think it was like 4 million men.
Yes.
And powerful. I was there, Pat was there, Greg was there, and we repented. I mean, you could hear a pin drop, Steve, when
yeah.
we just had these moments of silence. 4 million men on the Nation's Mall. And then they had the call with Lou Engle. It's like the fathers in, you know, in Malachi, where God's turning the hearts of the fathers to the sons and the sons to the fathers. And now you have this D.C., you know, David's Tent. And what's going to get ready to happen this summer, you know, when we get back from this break, listen, this summer, July the 16th, the Reset 2016, they're believing for over 1 million people on the Nation's
That's
Mall
right.
while David's Tent is going
on. We're just
on.
Getting started.
Listen.
This is exciting.
Get ready.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to a break. But before we do want to talk to you about the special offer. Listen, partner for any amount, do it today, and you can receive the special offer today.
Become a VFN-TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount we have for you, offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed he had for you. There can be nothing more discouraging, frustrating, or confusing than the storms and troubles that occur in our lives that contradict our destiny, which the Lord has spoken over us through His Word. Written, prophetic words, visions, or dreams. It is at these moments we are faced with, in whom do we believe? Do we believe the trouble, the threats of the storms to destroy, or do we believe the word of the Lord? In this teaching, we are able to peek back in time when we saw the disciples in a storm on the water and see how Peter was able to walk on the water as long as he believed, had faith in Jesus, and not the storm. We also see Paul, through a prisoner on a boat, was the only one who could keep all who were on board that ship alive. Not because he had the strength of the boat, but because he had his faith in the words of God, the plan of God for his life. Finally, we'll learn how the Lord freed us from the false sense of responsibility many times we fall prey to, thinking it's our job to be worried or concerned about the ramifications of storms and troubles. It also speaks on the false concerns, feeling like we'd be betraying ourselves, others, and the Lord if we actually kept a positive, cheerful, and confident attitude during the storms of life. You'll learn that couldn't be further from the truth. You'll discover how the Lord says about taking courage and being cheerful in the middle of the storm. Become a VFN TV partner today. For your partnership for any amount, we have for you offer number 2004. Keep up your courage in the storms of life by having faith in the plans God spoke or showed He had for you. Partner simply by going to VFNTV.com and select Partner Now and follow the prompts for your gift today. Or write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. Or call us toll-free at 844-408-3688.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I am pastor of a home church, and we have not filled out the paperwork to get a federal ID tax number. The question is, can the people who donate to our church deduct that from their taxes?
Churches are automatically tax-exempt under the Internal Revenue Code, Section 508. I'm not sure whether you need an ID number or not, but I wouldn't be too concerned about getting an ID number if, in fact, it's required. But what is important for you to know is that you're automatically tax-exempt as a church. If it's a legitimate church activity and a legitimate church structure, you have services, you have worship, you have baptisms, you have communion, these kind of things that make it a legitimate church organization, you're automatically tax-exempt. That means the donations made by your contributors, members of the congregation, are automatically tax deductible.
If you have a legal question or concern, visit us on our website at aclj.org.
You know, there's something about when you first get saved that the first thing that most people think about is like, there's nobody like me. Mm. And you're very thankful, you're grateful that God has forgiven you, but you're not sharing with anybody because you look at everybody else and you think, well, obviously all these folks are walking on water.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they talk about these, like, these books. They got the books memorized, you know. They got, like, this book of Malachi and, you know, Matthew and Jonathan, you know, whatever. And so, you know, they're just like, oh, my goodness. And the greatest thing that we can do for each other is to tell them our story.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
To let them know, you know, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. People get hope when they find out you needed Jesus too.
That's right.
They get hope when they find out you're a sinner too, saved by grace, that God reached down in the depths of hell,
mm-hmm,
and darkness and just great calamity and all your attempts to find yourself. And He introduced His Father through Himself to you when you got saved.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing your story. Everybody's got a story.
That's right.
And we share a few of them. We share a few of them with you at meetmyfather.org. Listen, the whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. That's our purpose. And our ministry is to make the Father known to you through His Son, Jesus Christ. Listen, get to know God through His awesome, awesome Son, Jesus Christ. Go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet my Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet Him.
Welcome back to VFN.
with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We want to encourage you to pray. Pray for, you know, David's 10th DC. We're going to make sure that we relate all of this for you on the torch. Again, you can go to VFNTV.com to find out more. But we want you to pray for them. You know, Jason Hershey just gave a recent, you know, interview or report saying that the parks management folks were telling him that they've made a new law where they had to move certain of these events can't be on the grass for a certain amount of time, but they're moving them to a different location, which he feels is actually going to be better. But just continue to pray for the favor of God on what, you know, God's doing at David's Tent, D.C., and find out how maybe you can be a part of it. Maybe your youth group is supposed to go and worship there at David's Tent, or maybe it's your, you know, your praise group. Listen, be a part, pray, partner in any kind of way, because we want to press into what God is doing at this moment. Yeah. I mean, this is, I believe, such a special moment, a time in history. You want to just jump on in. You know, you don't want to miss it. You know, Steve Hill used to say all the time in the revival that the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized in the lifetime of that opportunity. And things just don't last forever. There's a moment. There's a window. And you want to press in. You don't want to watch things happen, but you want to say, God, what's my role? What's my part? What do you want me to do in what you're doing? How can I partner with you? And I'll tell you, just, you know, jump all into what God has, and believe me, I mean, you'll be carried away by the Lord, and no telling where and what else you'll be doing for him. But this is divine moments right now.
I think about it, it's just like, if you want your life to matter, find out what God is doing and just pour yourself into that. And this is that moment.
Yeah. In fact, right now we're going to be sharing with you what's happening July the 16th, 2016, in the Nation's Mall, right there where David's Tent is. Another event's going to be happening called Reset 2016. Watch this.
You and I, we aren't that different. In our hearts, we know that the vision is tearing us apart. It's killing us. We watch as our generation turns its back on the church. Many burned by her judgment, few seeing her love. Something needs to change, and many believe it's too late. But we're the ones who believe. We believe Jesus changes everything. He changed you. He changed me. He can change our nation. True belief is demonstrated when we act. To lift the sound, to reach out, to come together with anyone who believes. Shattering barriers that have kept us apart. On July 16, 2016, we're calling over 1 million people to meet on the National Mall to stand for Jesus in historic unity, prayer, worship, and a call for catalytic change. We are one family, one nation, together who believe.
This is amazing, Steve, because, you know, I grew up, you know, when you're in school and you're learning about different decades and what happened, you know, I grew up and learning that the 60s was about, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, and Woodstock, a bunch of young people that did drugs and were just partying out there in some open field. Let it be that this generation, future generations find out that this was the season where, listen, thousands, millions of young people and Christians from all over the world gathered just to worship God, and let there be a new narrative in the land.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I'm so super pumped, because this kind of reminds me of what happened during the Jesus movement, where so many of hippies at the time, they were just coming to God, man, by the droves.
Well, I think about it too, it's like you're like, you know, you're talking about the 60s and that generation, and it reminds me of what was said about David, and it said that he was faithful in his generation. And it's like, we got to remind ourselves that this is our generation. This is the moment that we're going to answer for. This is the moment that God is going to say, what did you do with the generation that I placed you in? How did you respond to me and my presence? And it's just like, this is so exciting to see how people are just saying, you know what? I am desperate, and I have got to respond to see. I've got to respond to Jesus moving in my life.
Yeah, I mean, this event's going to be awesome. I mean, Jesus Culture is going to be there. Hillsong, Bethel, Lecrae is going to be there. So many. Francis Chan's going to be there. I mean, so many are just coming and saying, I just want to be a part. In fact, I want you to hear from Francis Chan now on why he feels Reset 2016 is so important and so timely for where we are right now in our nation. Watch this.
I love the concept of reset. because I really believe that's exactly what the church needs right now, desperately, is to just say, let's just start all over. Let's open up this book again. Okay, what should the church look like? What should a believer look like? It's so easy to just kind of follow a flow and you start, we all veer off. We're prone to wander. We just follow these different paths. And that's the whole point of the word, is that we would just stop. There are different people throughout history that go, wait. Look what this book says. Look what it actually says. I think we got off here. I think we started heading down this road. Let's start over. Let's do this thing right. And a lot of times we just try to tweak or turn a little bit or adjust by 2 or 3 degrees. But then there's other times when we go, gosh, I think it's so messed up that maybe we should just start all over and go, okay, what type of life should I live? And what does it really mean to be a Christian, to follow Jesus, and to be the church?
That's so important, because right now it's like we need to get back to the original intent. Mm-hmm. You know, let's go back to the beginning. Yeah. Because today, you know, you say the word Christian and it means so many things to so many different people, when the reality, it just meant little Christ. I mean, mm-hmm. It's like these people are just like this guy, this man named Jesus Christ, just like him, little Christ. And today it's like, what exactly? You almost want to say, I'm a follower of Christ. Why? Because I follow him. And if we can get back to a reset, back to the original intent, I believe we're going to see some major, major things happening in our nation. With that, I want you to listen to Nick Hall. He's the founder of Reset, the one who's putting this thing together. And he's going to share more about the vision and what their hopes and desires are all about for this summer, July the 16th, at the Nation's Mall, 1 million people crying out to God. Watch this.
Well, so Outcry was actually something that was birthed in the hearts of many individuals coming together, but just this burning passion that God's doing something in the church today, and that it's time to really just unleash that kind of noise and a celebration of God's movement in our day. And so I can't take kind of sole credit for anything in that regard. But man, it's been incredible being out here as these ministries and movements and bands, I mean, Carrie Job and Hillsong United and Passion and Bethel Music, all coming together to lift up Jesus and celebrate the fact that today is one of the most exciting days in history to be alive and to be a follower of Jesus. And as you said, all of us are pointing for this reset towards a gathering on the National Mall. And so that's really something that we've been working on and are working on. And that's next summer, July 16th of 2016, when we have the National Mall booked. We have it permitted for over 1 million people. And we're praying for a historic, generation-defining moment right in our nation's capital. You know, our prayer with Reset is really, you think of your phone, your computer, it doesn't work right, you hit the Reset button and it gets it working again, you know, whatever piece of technology it is. All of our lives and even our nation, we believe we're all made to work a certain way, and we can easily get off track. We can do the wrong things, we can think about the wrong things, we can do the wrong things, but yet there's this supernatural reset. I mean, scripture, we call it being born again, right? We call it, are you talking maybe having a revival in your life or in your church or in your community? And we're talking about it in terms of a reset, in terms of saying, man, what does it look like to have a life reset, or even our nation to have a moment where we would come back to the purpose that we were made for? And we really believe that the time is now. We believe that literally God is moving, that these streams are coming together. There's so much prayer happening now, and we believe it's because God is intending to bring a reset, to bring revival, spiritual awakening to our land again today. And so 2016, as you said, it's a historic year, it's an election year, but we just believe it's God's time. And there's something that has happened throughout history as just people have gathered. I mean, throughout scripture, we see just the nation assembling in one place. Throughout history, there's been these generation-defining moments. And we believe it's time to call the people together. And we believe the National Mall in D.C., it's our nation's front yard. It's the living room, if you will. And so we want to call the nation to gather for no other agenda other than Jesus. We believe there's only one answer. There's only one solution. We can't vote our way into kind of the right direction. You know, we can't legislate our way into it. You know, we need a Holy Spirit heart change. And so that's what we're believing God for. You know, we're praying for over 1 million. So some people have said 1 million is not a big enough goal. So we'll see. You know, we want every inch of that National Mall full. We really believe that, you know, in John 17, when Jesus prayed that we would be one, that there was something about that unity that communicates to the world that Jesus is the Messiah. When he says, I pray that they be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, so that the world would believe. And so we're praying for that kind of unity. And that can only happen as we all come together. So this is you and your friends and your family members, your neighbors, classmates, everybody. And just hopping in the minivan, hopping in the school bus, whatever it is, let's gather, let's meet together, and let's pray for revival in our day. I think there's an enemy that wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and wants to keep us divided, divided across denominational lines, divided across, you know, whatever different views on maybe the Holy Spirit or different views on different things. But it's like, man, like, what does it look like for the church to be one? What does it look like for God's people to come together now? And so I would just join us in praying that literally the biggest movements and the smallest movements, that we would just all get in the boat together and say, hey, let's go after this country. Let's lift up a noise and a voice that's louder than any of us can do on our own.
This is so exciting.
I
want to go. You want to go?
Yes,
man,
I'm
let's
there.
Go.
You want to go?
Listen, sign up if you want to be a part of it. Pray, press into it. The wonderful thing about technology today is live stream. Being be connected, you know, one in spirit with what's happening.
Yeah.
But this is just entirely too cool. And I just believe this is going to be an amazing, amazing summer. And just what God's getting ready to do is just going to be so mind-blowing. And I'm so looking forward to it. You know, there's so many people today that are just depressed. They're down and out because they don't know God. They don't know Jesus. Listen, life doesn't make sense outside of God. Maybe you're watching today and you don't know him. I want to tell you that Jesus has a plan for your life. He died for you. You're valuable because God gave the most expensive thing known to the universe. He gave his son for you. And that's how we determine things that are valuable. You know, are we willing to pay for it? God paid for you with his son. And so he has a plan for you, and he can forgive you of all of your sins, and you can spend eternity with him. You just have to receive him as your Lord and Savior, and you can do that today. And if you do that today, listen, we're going to pray with you at the end of this program. We want to know about it. Contact us, and we can get you some resources to help you along your journey. But listen, many are coming to God. We're going to take a short break. When we get back, we're going to be talking about they're believing for a spiritual awakening. This is another movement that's happening. And they're talking about what happened during the Second Great Awakening. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be exciting. Join us when we get right back from this break.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We want to encourage you to partner with us today at VFNTV.com. It's you, our partners, who help us together share the gospel all over the Gulf Coast. You can do that today by going to VFNTV.com, and the benefits are numerous. Specials, green room, teachings, and so much more. Be a part. Join us today, and let's do this together. VFNTV.com.
John, I am just so thankful for those that stand with us, you know, to be able to keep the light going.
Yeah.
And it's our partners that stay with us on a regular basis. You know, it doesn't matter what size, a gift, and just kind of give financially and prayerfully every single month through partnership. I don't know if you have not yet partnered. You can actually go to VFNTV.com and just click on partner now, and it walks you through the prompts. There's so many benefits just to say thank you. One is the teachings. There's just all kinds of teachings, prophetic teachings, teachings to encourage you. But there's also specials that are only for our partners. We had to find something special for you too, to say thank you. And there's specials that we have for you. And then green room, there's, you know, some interviews that we had that we asked other questions that we don't get a chance to ask on air. And we just put that, you know, in the green room for you. And it's a thank you. It's obviously just standing alone, standing for the light. And this is what the Lord says. When you stand together, you get the same reward. I want to encourage you to go to VFNTV.com and click on partner now. We need you to stand with us.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
You know, maybe over some time you've been watching what's happening on the news, and maybe you've lost hope for America. I hope that today, our hope is that, you know, you've been encouraged and your faith is just built up to believe, you know, that God's getting ready to move and do something. do something cool. God's still in amazing. Control. I want you to see what One Cry just put together about the Second Great Awakening and Dwight, the grandson of Jonathan Edwards. It's a reenactment, but it's really cool to find out what happened right before the Second Great Awakening. Watch this.
To our nation and its history. Unless you know the facts, it's easy to assume that what we face today in the 21st century is as bad as it's ever been in America. But the situation 200 years ago was possibly even worse. At that time, war-weary Americans faced another impending war. There was a real estate collapse, social unrest, political rancor, coarse sensuality, and topping it all off were empty, ineffective churches. Feeding this pathetic situation were the man-centered ideas that energized the French Revolution. But don't just take my word for it. Let's hear from someone who saw it firsthand. Let's travel to New Haven, Connecticut, and move the clock back in time to the late 1700s.
Welcome to Yale University during the late 18th century. Perhaps I should introduce myself. My name is Timothy Dwight. I was president of Yale College during this shameful period of our history. My grandfather was Jonathan Edwards, one of the great revivalists during the First Great Awakening. How grateful I am that he was not alive to witness what a pagan country we became. Throughout New England, there was a profaneness of language, drunkenness, gambling, lewdness, and a cold, contemptuous disregard for every moral and religious subject. Nowhere was this disdain for religion reflected more vividly than on our college campuses. At Princeton, only five students could be found who were not members of the filthy speech movement. At Williams College, they held a mock communion service. Students in New Jersey stole a Bible from a local church and burned it in the streets. And at Harvard, they took a poll and not one believer could be found. These were dark days in New England. But then, a miracle happened. God's light began to shine.
Yes, God's people began to cry out to God. They used the pattern that Timothy Dwight's grandfather, Jonathan Edwards, prescribed. Edwards called for extraordinary prayer for revival that arises from the explicit agreement and visible union of God's people. As a result, both in the frontier and the cities, God began to move in powerful ways, bringing many thousands to faith in Him.
Prayers were being answered, for God poured out His Spirit on our students in a wonderful way. And not just on our campus, for what happened at Yale was just the spark for a series of student revivals that ignited and set aflame the colleges of New England. In fact, what God did on those campuses was really just one small part of a great spiritual awakening that God was spontaneously igniting in city after city up and down the entire eastern seaboard.
The impact was so great at Timothy Dwight's Yale that three-quarters of Yale's graduating class in 1802 chose to go into full-time vocational Christian ministry. But that was only one place. Notre Dame historian Mark Knoll says that the Second Great Awakening had the greatest social impact of any event in the history of America.
The Second Great Awakening shook the country to its very foundations. During the first half of the 19th century, the nation's population increased fourfold. During that same period of time, church membership increased tenfold. This great revival sparked the anti-slavery movement, prison reform, the temperance movement, child labor laws, inner city missions, and the founding of many colleges. Dozens of home mission societies were founded throughout America. And by 1834, the total annual income from all benevolent societies rivaled the budget of the entire federal government. When God's glory was visited in our churches, virtually every aspect of society felt the impact. And so once again, God's glory was revealed in our life.
And it can happen again. What is it going to take? Followers of Christ turning from sin and turning to God in repentance, seeking Him with our whole hearts and crying out to Him in unison together. Please join the movement at onecry.com. It's not time for despair. It's time for prayer and taking the action together as He leads us.
Dear God, send a third great awakening. Steve, would you close us out in prayer?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for just the mighty miracles and just faith-building just responses that are happening all across the nation as of right now, God. And I just pray, Lord, in humility and repentance, yes, God, for my sins and the sins of my nation, that you would forgive us, God, for abortion. Forgive us for the innocent bloodshed, God, and pour out revival. Pour out a third great awakening and shake this nation back to the first love of Jesus Christ, God. In Jesus' name,
amen,
Lord.
God bless you. Thank you for watching. Let's believe together for a third great awakening. We want to give special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN Radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.